mind. He's always been good to us during his lifetime. That's the important thing.
Well, it's refreshing to find people like Barbara and you. Oh, I think they're getting too far ahead. Barbara! Mr. Ingersoll?
Yes?
Wait for us, darling.
Hurry up, then, Cliff.
Cliff is having trouble with his feet. I want the four of us together from now on.
You haven't caught the scent of some savage animal again.
No, not that of man. And yet this district has been traversed lately. Otherwise, we would not be able to travel without chopping our way through the brush.
Well, I'd call it pretty lucky.
And I would call it dangerous. Have you noticed how still it is?
Yes, it is quiet.
That is not the nature of the jungle. I shall walk ahead. The rest of you follow closely on my heels.
Sir, set a good pace, Harrison.
Not too fast for Cliff.
I'll be all right. He's a sensitive one.
No! We're falling!
What's happened to us?
Where are we?
We're at the bottom of a pitfall. One of the deepest and the most cleverly contrived traps I've ever seen. Mr. Ingersoll, are you all right?
I'm not sure. I think so.
And Barbara? Cliff?
I'm all right.
Just a little dazed.
There wasn't a sign of that trap. The Mahumazaris must have spent months getting the grass to grow over the edges of this pit.
Can we get out of it?
I doubt it. Must be 50 feet to the surface. If they'd not put these soft bars at the bottom, we might all be dead.
Can't you climb out and then lower a rope or something to us?
No, even I cannot scale 50 feet of smooth rock. No, I'm afraid that our search for eternal life will end in a slow death.
Found Tarzan and his three companions still at the bottom of the pitfall. Tarzan was worried, of course, but it did not affect his keen senses and his animal alertness. Although the night was black as ink, he became aware of hundreds of eyes almost before they approached the pit and stared down over the edge.
Speak, men of the Omazori!
Someone's up there.
Hundreds of natives, but I can't make out their features in the dark.
I can see eyes. It could be animals.
Animals?
No, they're the eyes of men. They're too cruel for the animal kingdom. Speak, men of the Mahumazari! Tell us why you hold us prisoners in this trap!